In Fresno, in Central California, airport officials have introduced a new security check. For the past month, all passengers who've moved through the metal detectors at Fresno Yosemite International Airport have also had their face checked against a computer database of known terrorists. It is the first full deployment of such a system at a U.S. airport, although several bigger airports are starting tests. But some civil libertarians are troubled by the technology, as NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The first clue passengers have about Fresno's new face recognition device is when they see their own picture on a video monitor as they clear the metal detectors. That's nothing unusual these days, but then a shiny 5-foot-tall metal cylinder under the monitor starts talking to them.
Please stop. Look forward. Thank you.
The cylinder, affectionately known as the Pelco DX9000 Plus, has a camera that takes a series of pictures of the often surprised-looking passengers. It then compares those pictures to its database of several hundred known terrorists. Sometimes it takes a moment for a passenger to get the all clear.
Please stop. Look forward. Thank you.
To show what would happen if certain Al-Qaeda members tried to breach Fresno security, an employee of the Pelco company, which makes this camera system, walks up to the cylinder holding a photograph of Osama bin Laden in front of his own face.
Please stop. Look forward.
And a computer on a nearby desk reports a suspected match between the picture it just captured and a mugshot of the world's most wanted man. Pelco Vice President Ron Cadle says the system works by taking detailed measurements of certain facial features between the forehead and the chin, producing a unique profile.
There's 26 different points that it plots. It plots your eyes. It does a lot of mathematical calculations on distances. So if you had long hair, mustache, beard, glasses, racial toning, it's not looking at those characteristics. It's like a fingerprint of your face.
And he says it would take radical plastic surgery to fool the system. A simple nose job wouldn't do it. Pelco specializes in security cameras, and it's working with two leading software companies to develop a good airport face recognition system. Pelco chose Fresno for this test because its headquarters is right outside town. It also helps that Fresno has a small airport with just one security checkpoint. Fresno's mayor, Alan Autry, is an enthusiastic supporter of the experiment.
I have no problem with this technology going into any area that logically we could use to apprehend these terrorists. This is the future of our country. We have been successfully occupied. They're here, they're among us, continuing that war.
However, Autry is well aware of concerns that such a powerful technology could infringe on civil liberties. Those concerns were voiced loudly when a similar system was used to search for criminals at the last Super Bowl, and Mayor Autry says he shares some of them.
There will always be debate when you're taking someone's picture and comparing it with other pictures, but in this case, I feel very good about it because there's no other pictures loaded into that comparison database other than terrorists. Now, if that database changed and it was loaded with folks who are late on their parking tickets, then I'd have a problem with that. Myself, a big problem with that.
So far, according to Pelco, the system in Fresno has found no actual terrorists and has registered 3 false positives. Those were quickly resolved, says the company. Barry Steinhardt, associate director of the American Civil Liberties Union, says a big flaw with this system is that terrorists such as most of the September 11th hijackers and Timothy McVeigh weren't even known to authorities until they committed their crimes.
So the problem is that the chances of catching the bad guys here are very, very slim, but there's a significant chance that we're going to finger innocent people who are going to be at the minimum hassled, at worst searched and perhaps arrested, while we really delude ourselves about the security benefit of this.
Steinhardt also worries that once such systems are more common in airports, their use could be greatly expanded.
Oh, I think inevitably what's going to happen is we're going to match it up against other databases, and the airports are going to become sort of an internal checkpoint, even for domestic flights, so that we're not only talking about people with outstanding criminal warrants, but deadbeat dads or people who are late on their taxes or young men who haven't registered for the military. All those sorts of things now become possible with the use of this technology.
Of course, which databases are put into face recognition machines will ultimately be fought out among politicians and most likely in the courts. But for the moment, the public seems willing to grant the government some leeway. Although a new NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll did not ask specifically about this technology, large majorities of Americans were willing to give law enforcement many new tools to fight terrorism. And during more than an hour at the Fresno checkpoint, not one passenger complained about being photographed. The only audible comment came from one man who realized what was going on and remarked, "That's cool.
Please stop. Look forward. Thank you."
Andy Bowers, NPR News, Fresno, California.